You know what the craziest thing is to me? The fact that Islam is the type of religion or deen that is community-based. Out of, you know, a lot of the religions out there, ours is huge on community. And yet the majority of us are alone. Literally suffering alone. Don't have support. Don't have help. Don't have a lot of things. How does that happen? And what can we do to actually get it instead? There's some things you can do. And I feel like if we just talked about that, we're real about it for a minute, we could help a lot of women. Let's go. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslima Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslima, coming to you every week on things that can help to make your life better. Our goal here is to help women go from just surviving everyday life to thriving as women of impact. Part of that is skilling up, ladies, as you know. Part of that is getting real about what's really happening. We're going to do a bit of that today in both ways. And what I want to say is for all you women who are new to the podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome to the family. We've had a lot of new women lately. A lot of women have been calling me up in consults and saying, hey, I just started listening. I'm so excited this type of information out there. So shout out to all of you. And a lot of you guys are here a long time and you call me up as well. We talk and we chat on the phone because we have a consultation calls for those of you who don't know. On the website, they're totally free, www.mindful-muslima.com. And when do you want to know what the number one thing women say to me when they call me up? Legit. It's the craziest thing to me because I have women call from every part of the world, right? 100 plus countries. Do you know what every woman says like 9 out of 10 times? Is I just wanted to get some clarity and confidence around a situation I'm dealing with. That's how the conversation starts. And isn't that the truth? Don't we want to feel like I talk to somebody who might be able to give me some decent feedback? Like that's what we want. And that's what we do. So excited to continue to talk to you guys. But yeah, when the ladies come, they're like, I was listening to you for like a year or two and I thought I should get on a call with you. I was listening to you 6 months or whatever. So shout out to all you ladies as well. And shout out to all the ladies who are about to join us in the workshop. We're going to have a huge workshop this weekend. For those of you in the book club, shout out to you as well. And Thrive, shout out to you. All these ladies, beautiful ladies we're within, all these beautiful pockets of community. And that's what I'm going to say. While there are still so many women out there, there are so many community opportunities. But before we talk about any of that, I want to talk to you today about Islam and what Islam says about community so we can understand what good is supposed to look like and then we could like address what's really happening because I think being real about the situation is really needed. There's a lot of people and I don't care if you're a born Muslim or you're a revert. I mean, everyone's born Muslim, but you know what I mean? Like practicing from a childhood or you're a revert newly, everybody suffers with this alone thing. A lot of times reverts think it's just them, but a lot of us are struggling alone. I had a sister call me just last night who was struggling with her husband and her marriage and she's alone. I had a sister just maybe the same morning yesterday call me about some problems she's having with her parents and trying to find a spouse. She feels alone. I had another sister struggling with a recent death in the family. And even though she has her family all around her, she can't cope with it and she feels alone. I had another one about, was something about like some decisions she had to make, some really big life decisions that were going to change everything for her regarding her studies. And she felt incredibly alone. So how are we this alone in a beautiful Islamic community? Well, first of all, let's just say that Islam is a community-based religion, like I said, and it emphasizes the importance of support and collective responsibility. The Quran and the Hadith, which are, you know, the Sunnah, the sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, contain numerous references that highlight how important community is and how, like, to cut it is like to cut your jugular vein, like just to be removed. And you know what's funny? A lot of women call me up and they're doing abroad studies. You know who's struggling a lot? Women who are in Germany, women who are in France, they call me. And they're in all these other places. They're studying abroad. They left their families behind. I'm not going to comment on that like Islamic fiqh-wise because there's a bit of a issue with that. But they're doing it and they're very, very alone. And then these same women are looking for a guy. Like, oh, it's so hard to find a guy over here in Germany, over in France. Yeah, there's like, you know, a lot of Muslims over there like studying abroad. Then they get stuck and they like feel so alone. They don't know who to talk to about it. You know, so this concept of aloneness, it's also like because of the technology, obviously. But in Islam, we have this collective thing that's supposed to happen. And the truth is, we're supposed to be supporting one another. We're supposed to be able to be vulnerable. We're supposed to be able to come together when things are tough. Look at Gaza. When everything went down in Gaza, didn't you feel the Muslim community rise up? That's the way it's supposed to be all the time. Isn't that crazy? I know we get emotional over posts and like crazy things happening. And of course, who wouldn't? But we're supposed to be like that all the time. And now I know a lot of women will be like, yeah, but I don't got that support. My family's not like that. My community's not like that. We know. And we already made solutions for that. But in a minute, what I want to say is Muslims are encouraged to support one another during times of difficulty and hardship, but also ease. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, emphasized the importance of visiting one another, attending funerals, providing comfort, assistance to the needy. And he said that the believers in their mutual kindness, compassion, and sympathy are like one body. When one limb suffers, the whole body suffers in that wakefulness and fever. And so subhanAllah, in Sahih Bukhari, he mentions this. And Islam loves diversity. So it's not because we're all from different countries, we can't get along. Islam celebrates diversity and encourages Muslims to appreciate and respect each other. The Quran acknowledges the diversity of human beings and emphasizes the importance of different language and culture and ethnicities as signs of Allah's power. Of course, we're going to do the things within those cultures that are aligned with Islam and leave the rest. But it is celebrated. We are meant to embrace one another. We are meant to help one another. But let's talk about what's actually happening. Online, if you like try to get real help about your problem, there's some problems. So let's talk about why women don't reach out for help for a minute. A lot of women don't reach out for help because of social anxiety, right? A lot of people have a lot of overwhelming feelings and fear and discomfort. And it's like, unfortunately, and let's just keep it real, like social media is not kind. You can't put yourself out there, okay? A lot of women are busy. They can't make time to get help. They can't make time to get support. But both groups of women, let me tell you what happens. When you don't seek support and change, you suffer alone longer. Bottom line, isn't that true? Isn't it true? You're not, let's pretend you right now, you're listening to the podcast. Things are difficult for you wherever you are in your life. And it hasn't gotten better. And you're like, oh my gosh, when is it going to get easier? This is so hard. Now I want you to take kind of a timetable of how long you've been feeling like this. Sometimes we don't even do that, right? We're like, gosh, this feels like forever. I can't even remember the last time I felt happy. I can't remember the last time I felt good. I can't remember the last time I laughed, took care of myself. Why do we do that? You know why? Because of these things. We're afraid of the comments people are going to make when we reach out. It's the awkwardness. It's the anxiety around it. And then we keep telling ourselves we're too busy to deal with that. We'll deal with that later. But tell me the truth. Doesn't that stuff you're going through make every day harder? Why do we do that? Why do we do that when we can just be making it easier? Or maybe it's our lack of confidence. We're just like, oh, you know, I don't have time to deal with that, you know, and I kind of like, I've been smashed down in my life and told this and that about myself. So speaking up is not that easy for me right now, you know, alhamdulillah. But let me say something to that. At the end of the day, none of that's going to change, ladies, unless you do something. And there's a way to go around this. I know there's some geographical barriers here. I feel so alone because in my community, in my family. But you know what I was telling somebody the other day on the phone? I was telling you it's 2024. Like what some sister was talking about. How can I talk to a guy if he's in another country and I'm in another country? And, you know, we want to meet, like our families want to meet. Do you have to get on a plane? No. Good ladies, there's something called Zoom. And everybody uses it for work. But you know you could just open up a camera, put it in the living room, put it in the other living room, and call it a day. It's really not that hard. And everybody makes this super complicated. And I just want to tell you something. Doing these things over the phone doesn't work. You have to have these conversations in person, right? Imagine not being able to connect with people, but then all of a sudden being able to like open a camera and see everybody and be together. Remember COVID? How many people couldn't see each other in COVID? And Zoom blew up. Zoom got like huge. People don't even know what Zoom was. Like older generations, they were like, let's do a Zoom call. Because people crave connection. We need it. We thrive on it. It is a natural human need. But we keep ignoring it because we're busy or we're nervous about people. We're going to say, we don't put ourselves out there. We're introverted. Those are not good reasons. They're valid reasons, but they're not good for us. Because they're going to keep us alone. But what do you do when you like suffer with that? Well, let's go on a couple suggestions here. And in the midst of this, I want to say I'm really, really proud of a lot of you. A lot of you have picked up the phone and called. We have actually the longest list ever of women who want to talk to us over here at Mindfulness Ma. But that says something. It says women are in need, obviously. So we're trying to help as many. It's like being a firewoman in a town that's on fire. You know, like you're doing your best to get to everybody, but it means we're in need. But it all, that's like a hard thing to deal with, right? But the good part of it is women are reaching out for help. That's amazing. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for picking up the phone. I'm so proud of you for showing up at a random event. Like a lot of you are coming this, I think it's a Sunday, February 11th, 11 a.m. I think it's 4 p.m. GMT, to our event on how to find a spouse on compatibility, right? How to figure out if you're compatible. That's a hard topic for women. I'm proud of them. We've had, I don't know, almost 1,000 people sign up or more. I can't remember anymore. It just keeps going. Maybe that was like last week I checked. I don't know what now. And a lot of you are going to be there. But here's the other one. How many of you are going to actually show up? The thing about us as people is we get really like motivated and emotional, and it's totally free. So there's no risk here. And it's a very safe space. Those of you who know us know I'm not going to put you out there. And we have this really cool technology we're going to be using. I want you guys to get excited, where I get to ask a question. You could all press a button and answer at the same time, and they're completely anonymous answers. We could all see what everybody's thinking. It's actually really, really cool. I can't wait to share with you ladies this weekend. And I can't wait to share with you a bunch of information on men and kind of how to figure out if your match is with them. And for women who are divorced, that's a good one too. And for women who are married, this is great for your kids. This is great for yourself. See what's up with your husband. But anyway, alhamdulillah, it's just about learning. But how do you challenge these thoughts when like, okay, I want to show up to these things, but I'm busy, I'm this and that. Okay, first of all, challenge your negative thoughts. Recognize that negative thoughts are a lot of self-doubt. And by the way, Shaitan, he capitalizes on those. And I want you to start small. Start with something small. Like for example, if you're coming to the workshop, it's totally free. There's no risk, right? It's not like you're joining something else. It's not like you're joining a gym membership. It's not like a huge gift. So start small. Another one is practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and say like, I deserve this. Yeah, I'm busy, but I'm going to stop stuff because I deserve this. I deserve to take care of myself. And seek support. A lot of women on Thrive, you guys, shout out to the sisters on Thrive. We're together as a community, which brings me back to my first part. When you are alone, it is hard. But one of the things that we're huge on here at Mindful Muslim is creating solutions for women that don't exist. We have waited for people to save us, but they're not coming. So we have done it ourselves because that's what you got to do as a female, right? You got to be like, make it happen. Join communities. Like, for example, this Ramadan is when you guys get hype, okay? You don't have to be alone. You have to be alone for Eid, for the Eid celebration. A lot of reverts are sad that day. Why? There's an entire Eid celebration that we do. There's an entire Ramadan program. There's buddies. The aloneness has to stop, ladies. We're creating solutions for women, but women have to stop this like feeling that they're not enough or they don't have time for it or themselves. You deserve better. And our community is meant to have that. I'm so sorry that a lot of people have failed you. I'm so sorry the community has not showed up locally for you as much as you would have liked. But this is a current problem in our community. But guess what? We're the change makers, right? We're going to cycle interrupt and we're going to do it together. I love you all for the sake of Allah. I just want to remind you today that this is a community meant to be together. Your fear of anxiety, time constraints, lack of confidence, fear of judgment, that is all just self-sabotage. Put it aside. Don't worry about being introverted. For example, let's try starting by this weekend. Just show up. If you signed up, come. Mark it on your calendar. Put a beeper, put an alarm, because you know something's going to happen. You're going to get busy. You're going to be busy doing something. And make time for you. It's really, really important. Challenge your negative thoughts. No, I'm going to do this. I can do this. Allah is going to help me. And Allah only helps those who help themselves. You're going to see that. I'm going to mention that because I think a lot of women don't know that. A lot of women don't know how much Allah wants to help them. But he needs them to show up for themselves. You know, the Prophet, peace be upon him. And he said, O Messenger of Allah said, I do not find any fault with Thabit ibn Qais in his character, his religion or commitment, but I do not want to commit any acts of kufr after becoming Muslim. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to her, will you give back his garden? And she said, yes. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to Thabit, take back her garden. And so the point is, women are allowed to challenge things that are upsetting them. Women are allowed to feel like, you know, alhamdulillah, that they are allowed to have good. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Ar-Rum 30:21, and his signs that he created you from yourselves, mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. If you want that, that's your right. But you got to chase that, girl. You think that doesn't just come. If you want to have, if bad things have happened to you, you're allowed to have things let go. You're allowed so much. You have so many rights. But how many of us deny ourselves of those rights? And Allah will help those who help themselves in terms of chasing the good for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, he tells us Allah is the wali of those who believe, and he brings them out from darkness into the light. That's in the Quran 2257. But that doesn't happen unless you do something. So you take charge of that, sis. You don't have to be alone. There are resources and people out there. Challenge those negative thoughts and say, okay, that's it. I'm going to take care of myself. You deserve it. All right, ladies. Can't wait to see you in the next podcast, and I'll see you this weekend. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.